on a night so humble that stars kneeled at the pew of our atmosphere like wearied knights falling prostrate in the court of their lord, as though the throne room of heaven had somehow settled into a lowly stable built in a desert, leaving only the most common of creatures to serve as attendants for the coming Messiah, and we cried, King. The ground did not tremble. Continents did not quake at our Savior's arrival, only the convulsing womb of a virgin girl and the tectonics of praise building invisibly behind the veil of our natural realm, an opus resonating through the hallways of the ever after, proclaiming Christ's arrival, and we cried, King. And for a moment, an atlas appeared in the sky, a heavenly compass, a breach in the firmament between eternity and us, a torch over the horizon, given to help seekers navigate the distance and winged messengers to chaperone the light, pointing out the direction for the weary and crying, this is the way, and we cried, King. Followed by a procession of unlikely celebrants as mortals and immortals stood starstruck as Creator takes his first breaths, clothed in ribcage and skin, muscle and bone, flesh and blood, delivered to us to deliver us, breathing with us to give his breath for us, and we cry, King.